Every Friday at this time, we turn to StoryCorps. It's an oral history project that gives families and friends a chance to talk with each other. Luke Tibbetot and Ryan Connor were roommates while freshmen in college. They stayed close, and now they're in their 30s. Last year, their friendship took a remarkable turn, and they stepped into a StoryCorps booth to talk about it. Luke begins their story.
The day I was diagnosed with kidney failure, you stayed late at the hospital, and that was the first time you offered to be the donor. And it's the one question I never asked you, but the decision seemed really easy to you, and I was wondering if you could tell me about that.
The decision at the time was made in haste, in the sense that I didn't know much about renal failure or kidney transplants. However, I was the match. In fact, for me, the worst part was not the medical portion of it or the pain and suffering or any of that stuff. It's the worry or the guilt that you carry in doing something that could really have a serious negative impact on your family.
We went through the whole process of the testing and stuff, and I never had really sort of thanked you. It was towards the end, we were going for our last test, and I said, you know, I want you to know how much I thank you for this. It's a big deal. And you said, don't worry, we're going to get through it. I'd like to tell one story.
Go.
It's the moment that it really hit me, like what we had done. You know, medically what we had done. We yanked a piece of you out of your body and put it into me, but we had been given Yankees Red Sox tickets by a friend of ours as sort of a get well gift. And we were at the Red Sox Yankees game, and we had to use the bathroom. And, we're standing there, and I start getting all philosophical, and I realize that everything going on here is essentially the result of your kidneys. It was no longer my body working, it was your body working. And I start to get like emotional and choked up. I sort of look over you. You know, and your head's tilted back and your mouth's open and you're staring at the ceiling. And I've known you for 16 years and I know what's going through your head. You're sort of counting the beers. You're counting the number of beers you've had that day. You're calculating how many you should or should not have before the seventh inning and they close up. But, you know, I sort of had this epiphany of the magnitude of what we did. And again, you know, all along you've sort of acted like this wasn't an enormous thing. And you didn't then either. It's hard to think about.
I'm glad to have done it.
Ryan Connor and Luke Tibbetot at StoryCorps in Boston. Their conversations and all StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can learn how you can record an interview at npr.org.